Taking a look at the stories we're following for you this morning on Robinhood Radio. Papagano's forecast actually calls for a fairly decent forecast for the week. It'll be cool mornings and normal temperatures in the afternoon, 65 to 70 degrees. We'll get the full details from Papagano coming up in just a few minutes here on The Breakfast Club. In today's Republican American, an article by Ruth Epstein, Keith Moon gets emotional when he talks about what he saw during his trip to Slovakia this summer. Keith is a teacher of Russian history at Hotchkiss School and board member of the Special Olympics Connecticut. He spoke Saturday at Noble Horizons. He holds a lecture series at Noble. He began by talking about his reaction to the Russian invasion of Ukraine, a country he first visited back in 1983. He displayed some maps, giving his audience a geographical overview of the first part of the world and the havoc wreaked by Vladimir Putin. The Russian president has changed the Constitution to allow himself to run three or four times so he could be at the helm until 2036. Having been in Ukraine and knowing some of its citizens, Moon said the war has a deep effect on him. He watched the television as the war began in February, and he said that actually drove him crazy. Also, there was, of course, during the summer, he had a special opportunity to combine two missions. One, he traveled to Slovakia as a personal emissary to present a $25,000 gift to Special Olympics Slovakia and set up a daycare center. Moon is still seeking pledges to raise money for that daycare center. Checks can be made payable to Special Olympics Connecticut and sent to Moon at 11 Interlaken Road in Lakeville, 06039. Women Support Services in October every year holds a community vigil, and this year is no different. The vigil will be put on by Women Support Services, the group dedicated to serving victims of domestic violence. It's scheduled for October 6th at 6:30 in the community field in Lakeville. The village will include speakers, a candlelight service, and remembrance of those who were killed in the past year due to domestic violence. All are welcome. Heating bills in New York may go up by at least 30% this year. Where will the cost rise most? In a story in the Poughkeepsie Journal, New York homeowners should hunker down for what's likely to be their most expensive winter heating bill since 2009. They're expected to surge across New York State this winter as fallout from Russia's war with Ukraine and worldwide demand drive the price of natural gas to record highs. Over the past few weeks, the state's utilities have been alerting customers to expect a bump in heating bills come November. They haven't been this high in more than 10 years. Utilities have been told to double-check their supplies for critical customers, hospitals, schools, shelters, to make sure they have at least a 5-day supply of gas or oil in reserve. Utilities are predicting heating bills across the state to go up in the lower Hudson Valley and in New York City. Con Ed predicts a 32% increase, with natural gas customers paying on average $460 a month between November and March. Last year's average was about $348. Orange and Rockland customers in the lower Hudson Valley could see monthly bills of $337. That's 44% more than their monthly average last year. National Grid's residential gas customers in eastern New York will pay about $263 more than last year. Last winter, a roughly $53 a month increase, or 39% more than last year. Predictions for Central Hudson, NYSEG, and Rochester Gas and Electric were not immediately available at press time. A teen pedestrian is from Red Hook. A special needs school student was killed in a crash. The investigation is now underway. A 14-year-old pedestrian fatally struck by a truck on Route 9 in Claremont early on Friday was a resident of the DeVoe New York School in Red Hook, according to Christine Buttengig, the director of public information at the Justice Center for People with Special Needs. The state agency, which works to protect individuals with special needs, is investigating the incident along with state police. DeVoe, New York is a residential and day school for children and adolescents with emotional, behavioral, and cognitive differences, according to its site. Its residential program serves nearly 100 kids ages 5 to 21 across the state. Well, in Massachusetts, inflation has thrown a wrench into the Housatonic water fix. Now the waterworks might connect with Great Barrington. This is an ongoing problem. A rise in the cost of equipment and supplies needed to upgrade Housatonic's water system is prompting a look at another option, including connecting to the Great Barrington system. Combining the water systems could make for a quicker fix for brown water that has plagued the Housatonic Water Company Works customers and sparked protests. Instead of drawing water from Long Pond, the source of manganese that discolors water, supplies would come from Housatonic from Great Barrington. And it is a possibility that is on the table, but the costs appear to be almost prohibitive at this point. Housatonic's old iron mains can still hold manganese, the culprit, and would have to eventually be replaced to avoid future bouts of brown water. Town ownership would make low-interest loans and grants available. An estimate by the town had pegged water company's value at about $5.9 million, as is. Residents struggling with the shades of manganese-tinted water during a particularly bad summer, along with other problems, have ratcheted up pressure on the waterworks, the town regulators, and now state officials. Taking a look at some meetings going on today in our area in Falls Village, a town meeting will be held at 7 p.m. at the Falls Village Volunteer Fire Department on Route 7. Also today at 7 o'clock, Region 1 ABC Committee has a meeting. That is also Zoom-wise. Upcoming Sharon Hospital Community Roundtables tomorrow at 4 p.m. at the Scova Memorial Library at the Wardell Community Room in Salisbury. Wednesday, October 5th at 6 p.m. at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex in Millerton. Now, Save Sharon Hospital also has planned a rally to Save Sharon Hospital on Sunday, October 16th at 2 p.m. on the Sharon Town Green. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll find daily dinner specials. You'll find also a regular menu and a tapas menu, interlakenin.com, on Facebook also, and also on Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 29,134.99, the S&P 500 at 3647.29, and the NASDAQ starts off the day at 10,829.50. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments. Programming and underwriting support from Norfolk Foundation presenting Haystack Book Talks, bringing writers into conversation on a wide range of topics, celebrating ideas and discourse. The event runs September 30th to Sunday, October 2nd at the Norfolk Library, 9 Greenwoods East, Route 44. The event is open to the public and free, but you need to make reservations. It'll also be live streamed. More information at norfolkfoundation.net/books-talk. Berkshire Mountain Distillers on South Main Street in Sheffield, they present a live concert every Saturday with singer-songwriters through October 29th, 2:30 to 4:30 at the Distillery Pavilion. No fee, rain or shine. You'll find them on the web, berkshiremountaindistillers.com.